fluffy bread,
classic burger buns,
and so many carbs.
Carb fear is real. But Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, zero sugar, and seriously great taste. Plus, more of the dietary fiber and protein you want with no compromise. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout.
Jenny Mac with your daily comedy news. I saw some quality Joe Rogan clickbait and I was like, I'll play from Fun 107, your home for comedy news. Hey, they are fun. Fun's in the title. The clickbait headline, here's why comedian Joe Rogan will never return to Block Island. Okay, click. For many of us, Block Island is a slice of paradise in the summer months, a ferry ride away from mainland Rhode Island. Block Island offers an escape from reality where everyone's on island time. Unfortunately, famous comedian Joe Rogan didn't get the dreamy experience that most of us seek when taking the trip over. Instead, Rogan's experience was a sea of drunk people. Rogan addressed this on his podcast and said, I've never encountered a more stupefying drunk audience in my life. They weren't just drunk, they were bleeping obliterated. Rogan added he would never return to the island. And he planned on telling every comedian he knows to never perform there, Rogan said. It wasn't one of them. It wasn't 10 of them. It was all of them. I've never encountered an audience like that where everybody was bleeping faced. I don't know. Maybe it's better now. From the Daily Mail, an Australian comedian had an awkward moment on stage. He was doing some crowd work, and it turned out the guy he was picking on was ranked UFC fighter Jimmy the Brute Crute. Luke Kidgel was doing some stand-up in Bendigo in Victoria. Kidgel asked the crowd, who reckons they've got the coolest job? Several audience members point to a large figure in the front row. Kidgel says, you fight in the UFC? Really? Do they have the UFC here? Oh, and I was trashing you about your mullet. Holy F, I'm going to give you some distance. I wish I had known of that before the mullet comment. You're like a local celebrity. Not even. You're an actual celebrity. Oh, dude, thank you so much for coming. On a similar note, for a while in my professional podcast career, I was involved with the podcast UFC Unfiltered, hosted by Jim Norton, the comedian, and former UFC champ Matthew Serra. Serra is like the nicest guy, but I was terrified in concept of him because he's big, he's in shape, but he's not like huge. And where I'm going is he's not so big that I would be afraid to mess with him on the subway if like he bumped into me, like that New Yorker attitude. Like if he bumped into me, I'd be like, hey, go F yourself, having no idea that he's a UFC fighter. So like, you know, it's not like he's 7 feet tall and you'd be like, oh, don't mess with this guy. I guess what I'm trying to say is you might accidentally mess with this guy, but I'm just making that up in my head. But every time I'd see him in the hallway, I'd be like, ooh. Boy, I wouldn't see that coming at all. Nice guy, Matt Serra. Don Rickles is the subject of a new biography. It's titled The Merchant of Venom. Get it? Matthew Seth Starr is the author. In it, he examines the inexplicable rise of the famously contentious comedian in his long career during TV's expanding waves of shows and content during the 50s to 70s, his penchant for insult humor, and how he developed and perfected his heckling style, how he antagonized his audience's ethnicity, looks, weights, wives, careers. Nothing was off limits. His comedic style would be unthinkable today and influence generation of comedians, including Jerry Seinfeld, Jay Leno, and Chris Rock. Yeah, all the comics are revered Rickles. A bully on stage, he was all heart in the real world, that combination of caustic, relentless slugger persona and loyal, affectionate, truly warm secret softie was the making of legend. The Merchant of Venom, out October 25th. The Star Tribune spoke to Neil Brennan and said, you have the perfect amount of fame. You're recognized by those who really appreciate comedy, but you don't have to deal with the hassles of being a major celebrity. What do you think? Neil said, people don't really care about writers. They care about Larry David now, but that's only because he's the star of his own show. I'd like to be more popular as a comedian so I can get on more talk shows. I'd like it to be easier to sell tickets, but I don't want to get to the level of Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, and Ellen when people cry when they see him. What good is that? People don't see the downside of being famous. It's such a hassle to enter front entrances at places. They have to go through the service areas, which stink of garbage. This next story is quirky, but I'm in a quirky mode, from Maclean's.ca. In 2017, Ola Dada got his start as a comic by roasting his friends at Vancouver's Comedy Basement. The former semi-finalist on Canada's Got Talent is gearing up for his first appearance at Toronto's Just for Laughs in September, and Maclean's was curious how he spends his money. I don't know why I like this article, but I do. All right, on Saturday, Dada said, I try to eat healthy on tour, but when I got to Edmonton, I bought a Donair. Now, this Yankee doesn't know what a donair is. Luckily, Google does. People have asked, what is a Canadian donair? The answer, a donair, similar to the donair kebab, not helping me, is a type of sandwich or wrap that originated in Halifax, Nova Scotia. The meat is made with spiced beef or lamb that's roasted on a spit and then sliced into thin strips. Okay? Some other questions Google has. What does a donair taste like? The answer, the flavor and textures is often likened to meatloaf. A sweet garlic sauce is used on the dish, replacing the salty yogurt found on a gyro. The sauce is typically made from evaporated milk, vinegar, garlic, and sugar. More from Google. Is a donair the same as a gyro? Background. In Canada, donairs are usually made with beef, though chicken and lamb donairs are also common. There are also two distinct type of donairs. The first type of product is made with ground meat that is formed into a cone shape and frozen. Google didn't tell me what the second type was. I have digressed. Dada tries to eat healthy on tour, and he bought a donair. It was $12. Then I saw there was a donair burger for $10. Don't forget these are Canadian dollars. On the menu, so I bought that too. I was pretty full, but it was my cheat day. How did he spend his money on Sunday? I was scheduled to perform with Donnell Rawlings at the comic strip. I grew up watching him on Chappelle's Show. I was starstruck. I wanted to make sure my set was tight and my hair was tight, so I got a pre-show haircut, $25. I couldn't have a weak lineup. This event was going to have the most black people I'd seen in Edmonton. Monday, I found Converse sneakers at the West Edmonton Mall. I knew my 13-year-old brother Nathan also wanted some, so I got us each a pair, $152 each. Tuesday, I ordered some roses, $68 Canadian, as a little surprise from my fiancée Chelsea. That's nice. I wrote a nice note in the card. I spell checked everything and still made an error. My dyslexia strikes again. I also wandered into WeBook Inn and bought Homo Deus for $25. I'm a book collector, as in I collect books and I fail to read them. I hope I get past the first 50 pages. Either way, it's going to look great on my shelf. Wednesday, I brought some bright yellow Crocs from Softmoc for $80. My friends are talking about how ugly they are, but they're Crocs. They're supposed to be ugly. Thursday, how did he spend his money? I've been working for 3 straight weeks. I need a day off. I went to see Lightyear at Landmark Cinemas in downtown Edmonton, $12. I got a popcorn and a cherry Coke for $15. I'm super lactose intolerant, so obviously I got extra butter too. If you have a problem with my lifestyle, take it up with the manager. And on Friday, for the last 5 years, my buddies and I have celebrated my birthday by renting jet skis, $120, which we booked in advance. We're departing from Kistilano Beach this year. My friend Idris can't swim, but he still risks his life to do it with us. What a great guy. Hey, Joe Coy, when did you want to become a comic? That was a question asked to Joe Coy by the New York Times. Joe Coy answered, I fell in love with stand-up so young. Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor, Whoopi Goldberg, Robin Williams. I already knew I wanted to be a stand-up comic when I was 10. When Eddie Murphy's Delirious came out on HBO, my sister's friend recorded it for me and gave me a tape because we didn't have HBO. I watched that thing a million times. I love storytellers. I fell in love with the art of storytelling right away, and I embraced black comedy. Oh, you're poor? We're poor. I get it. Oh, your mom's like that? My mom's like that. She disciplines me in the same way. I don't know what a timeout is. My mom would scream at me at the top of her lungs in public. When I started doing stand-up, I was opening for black comics. I became part of this thing called the Black College Comedy Tour. That's legit what it was called, Black College Comedy Tour. I was opening for Cedric the Entertainer, Mike Epps. I was also doing BET's Comic View, Def Jam, Showtime at the Apollo. I won Showtime at the Apollo. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. I was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Churchill's Batteries.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From the BBC, comedians are no strangers to controversy, but stand-up Matt Ford is surprised to find himself the center of this controversy. He said social media has gone mad after Ford tweeted that a crying infant derailed his performance at the Fringe. Some parents have hit back, arguing against an outright ban on young children. The BBC asks, should parents of infants stay away from the Fringe? I'll answer, yes. Don't bring a baby to the show or on the red-eye flight from LA to New York. Don't do that either. Matt Ford tweeted about the baby. Sadly, it derailed large parts of my show because they couldn't do the decent thing and just leave when it started crying. I get it must be tough as a new parent, but please don't bring babies to adult shows. It's always a problem. I realize this sounds a bit whiny, but just to make sure it doesn't happen again, it's like somebody's phone continually ringing and they're not turning it off. His tweet got more than 20,000 likes. Ford said, it's very distracting. You've written a show, you've owned it, you want to entertain people. It's the whole point of the thing. And on that night, if you're in the audience, you paid good money to see a comedian, you're not getting the show that you paid for. Ton Christiance was among those who paid between £13 and £16 to attend the show. He said he was flabbergasted by the amount of people defending the baby's parent on Twitter. He told the BBC, after a very strong opening, this baby started to cry somewhere in the back. It can happen, a little cry, fine, but it was really loud, really disturbing. Don't bring babies to shows. It's unnecessary. I'm a father, but everybody knows that. Henry Blythe was also at the show and said Ford had a breakout of his routine and asked the father to leave. He wasn't angry. He was courteous about it. Tubbs McGuire, great name, is a comedy producer and agent. She tweeted, please take note of this. It seems to be happening lots this year. Don't bring babies to adult shows unless they know the right bits to cry at. Scottish comedian Christopher MacArthur Boyd. Liken bringing a baby to a Fringe show to smoking a cigarette in the crowd. I haven't had an issue whatsoever this year, but I made it very clear that I don't want people under the specified age limit in, even if the parents are cool with it, because it ruins the show for everybody. Comedian Sharpak Karshandi responded to Matt Ford and said, I hear you, but personally I'm fine with it, and I say yes when asked if babies in arms are allowed. She explained that parents at her shows are seated near the back so they can make a quick exit if required, like you do at church. Be civilized. Leave. Freelance journalist and Fringe reviewer Joe Caird took both of her children, 3 and 6, to the festival when they were babies. She rejects the claim that children are always a problem. Not in my experience, she said. She suggested problems arose when acts perform in venues that aren't over 18s by default. Artists, if they feel strongly about it, need to ask the question and make sure that it isn't saying on the Fringe website that the show's open to babies, because of course parents will take their kids if it's allowed. She added, I think once a baby starts to cry in a venue, it's common sense that you leave for the baby's sake and for the performers and the rest of the audience. Katie Mulgrew is a comedian who had this idea. It would be really lovely and a really good idea to offer the performers the opportunity to put on an extra show. Say, 10 o'clock. I think she means morning here. 10 o'clock during the Fringe, but it's for parents and their babies. Lots of performers might say, that's not for me, but Matt might be offered it. I can't speak for him. And he'd go, yeah, because that's an opportunity for a grown-up who happens to have a baby to engage in what he does. But it should be offered at least. Okay, so we're going to take the baby to the 10 a.m. show. What are we doing here? Sean McCarthy writes for The Comics Comic. He's been reviewing shows at the Fringe. He gave Mary Beth Barone's Silly Little Girl 4 stars out of 5. The question at hand, is it really silly for a little girl growing up in Greenwich, Connecticut to want a modeling career to become a pop star? Not necessarily. Mary Beth Barone, youngest of 6, shares how she grew up privileged, but not so privileged that she could avoid the temptations of Barbizon and the train wreck that followed, a modeling, quote, agency, unquote, that promised a lot for $5,000 and delivered photos that Barone only could display now with trigger warnings. At 15, she did manage to land her photo in Rolling Stone magazine, but not for modeling purposes. Those experiences may have derailed her plans and dissuaded her from the pursuit of fame and celebrity for a decade. It didn't stop her from making questionable life choices, however. On the bright side, though, she's learned enough from it not only to warn female audience members out of sleeping with any comedians at the fringe or in general, but to also identify and deprogram F-boys. And from wearemetoo.mitu.com, the new Cantinflas Museum will display over 1,500 of the late comedian's personal belongings. I only know who Cantinflas was because a movie house in the town I grew up in used to show Cantinflas movies, and I would see his name on the billboard, is it called? What's it called? That thing. Marquee, Johnny Mac. And I'd see Cantinflas, and I was curious about him. A new museum dedicated to iconic Mexican comedian Cantinflas is going to open in Mexico City in 2023. Cantinflas, born Mario Moreno, was at the forefront of Mexican cinema's golden age, best known for his Palado roles, where he played characters living in poverty. He soon became known as the Charlie Chaplin of Mexico. Even Chaplin said Moreno was the best comedian alive. The 1,500 personal objects will include Cantinflas, pajamas, glasses, suits, shoes, and photographs. That's your comedy news for today. Follow the show for free on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and if your baby wants to listen, I don't care.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In a universe filled with wonders and horrors, join us on a spine-tingling journey into the depths of space. On the next episode of Monsters, Sharks, and Dinosaurs, we unravel the terrifying secrets of the SETI Alpha 5 eel from Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. Are you ready to confront your deepest fears? Tune in to the SETI Alpha 5 Eel and prepare for a cosmic adventure like no other. Available wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't miss it.